This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Wednesday, Alaska's elections director testified in a federal Native voting rights trial, saying villages with sizable populations of limited English speakers beat the state's average turnout in the 2012 presidential election. However, Gail Finumiai also said voters who cast absentee or early ballots are not counted in the turnout numbers of their home precincts. The plaintiffs say the state has failed to provide complete translations of voting materials into native languages, while the state says it has met legal requirements. Several Alaska Native artists are demonstrating their work and teaching at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Athabascan Noreen George from Tanana uses the long hairs from caribou beards, dyed different colors, to make three-dimensional tufted designs on leather.
You have to get the hair, the caribou hair, and cut it from the skin, and then tack it down to the moose skin. You have to use moose skin because you have to pull really tight and tie it down, and then it'll come up to a big bunch, and then you start shaping, cutting and shaping.
Noreen George says she began beading when she was 9 and began tufting 15 years ago.
I like it. It's pretty, you know. It's tedious, though, you know, because you have to cut every little piece of hair. It's time-consuming. It's messy. I was just getting it out of my nose a second ago. But it's pretty work. I like it.
And where do you get the designs?
All Athabascans have their own, usually. When I look at beadwork, I could tell where they're from. Yeah, I could say, oh, that's Fort Yukon, oh, that's down the highway, you know. All of us in that area can tell each of our work.
At the next table, Inupiaq Ed Mile is selling tiles painted and glazed using copper, cobalt, and other minerals and paints. He creates scenes of loons, caribou, hunters, and plants. Mile makes the tiles themselves using local materials.
I call it Cook Inlet Glacier clay. It's a mixture that I've developed from the local clay from the mud flats. I go down there once a year, usually like in late September. I gather about 35-gallon buckets, and that lasts me for the whole year.
Miles' mother is from Point Hope, and his designs are based on traditional Northwest Alaska art.
There's this X-ray style that's commonly used where you depict the ribs and the stomach on the tiles. So I include that in a lot of my... Some of the stories, like Sedna, the Inuit goddess of the sea, that's a common tale to the Alaskan, Canadian, and Greenland coastal peoples.
Mile worked as a civil engineer for many years, taking art classes on the side. Then he left civil engineering to get an art degree. He says he meant to just take a break, but it's been 12 years, and he doesn't regret what is likely a permanent change.
I mean, doesn't pay as well, but it's an outlet for my creativity, and I get to make something with my hands. I get to interact with people, which I hardly ever did working in the cubicle. Yeah. I much prefer it. Yeah.
For those people who think they'd like to be an artist, Mile cautions it takes determination, passion, and a realistic approach to the business side of it.
It's a lot of work. You have to really love what you're doing. And that makes it worthwhile, you know. You do have to make a living. I mean, you have to consider, you know, how much time you actually put into making what you do. And you're going to have to sell it to make a living, you know, if you want to be independent.
That kind of knowledge is what the Alaska Native Heritage Center wants to see passed on to Alaska Native youth. It offers 3-month paid internships to Native high school students to learn from artists. Intern Cody Marks from Anchorage says it's an opportunity to learn about his own Yupik heritage and the traditions of others.
I started out with making halibut hooks with Tommy Joseph. He was also making a Tlingit warrior helmet. And then after that, I moved on to Doug Yates, and we're doing copper engraving. And then last week, I was with Noreen making caribou tufts. And now I'm working with Emily with the Dance Fans.
Have you figured out one that's your favorite yet?
Yeah, the Tlingit. Tommy Joseph was the best artist so far. He was really fun.
Carver Tommy Joseph of Sitka has produced a range of Tlingit artworks, including totem poles, house posts, masks, and bentwood boxes. Yupik Carol Sherbick has also worked on a range of art forms, from basketry to fur sewing. A recent high school graduate, this is her first summer as an intern, and the last year she's eligible for the internship. She says she wishes she'd learned about it earlier and encourages other teens to apply.
Join it. It's a really good program. It's even if you're in school, freshman through senior year, you can join it. And I suggest you join it. It's really fun. You can learn a lot about your native culture.
A changing group of artists will continue to demonstrate their work at the Alaska Native Heritage Center through September. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.